Good morning, brothers and sisters.
早上好，弟兄姐妹。
I was very impressed by these verses when I start thinking about this time.
当我来思想这段时间的时候，我这节圣经对我的印象非常的深刻。
It is in Psalm chapter 62, verse 6.
就是在诗篇第六十二篇第六节。
So let's begin by turning to these verses now.
那请大家现在来看这一节的圣经。
Psalm chapter 62, verse 6.
诗篇六十二篇第六节。
He only is my rock and my salvation, my stronghold, I shall not be shaken.
唯独他是我的磐石，我的拯救，他是我的高台，我必不动摇。
I was impressed by two words.
我因为两个字而非常的受到鼓舞。
The first word is the word only.
第一个字就是唯独。
In fact, in Chinese translation, that's the beginning of the sentence.
那事实上，在我们的中文的圣经当中，这一节圣经开始就是在唯独这个词。
There is only one rock.
唯独它是我的磐石。
One salvation.
唯独有一个拯救。
One stronghold.
也唯独有一个高台。
And the second word.That impressed me is the word shall.
那第二个词来让我印象非常深刻的就是这个必。
I shall not be shaken.
我必不动摇。
Such a confidence in David's heart.
在大卫的心中何等的有这样的一个确信。
He shall not be shaken.
他必不动摇。
I pray that this morning our Lord can place this confidence in our spirit and our heart as well.
我祷告愿早上主能够把这样的一个信心放在我们的心中，也放在我们的灵里。
No matter what happens around us, we shall not be shaken.
无论我们周围所发生的是什么，我们必不动摇。
Let's turn to Psalm chapter 16, verse 8.
那让我们再来看诗篇第十六篇第八节。
Let's begin to learn the practical step for us to go along with the Lord so that we shall not be shaken.
让我们来学习如何能够在实际当中来跟随主，好叫我们不被动摇。
I have set the Lord continually before me, because He is at my right hand, I will not be shaken.
我将耶和华常摆在我面前，因他在我右边，我便不致摇动。
David shared with us how he shall not be shaken.
大卫在这里跟我们分享他如何的不被摇动。
He set the Lord.Continually before him.
他将耶和华常摆在他面前。
If God is at his right hand, he will not be shaken.
如果神在他的右边，他便不致摇动。
Let's turn to Hebrews chapter 12, verse 28.
那让我们再来看希伯来书十二章第二十八。
Hebrews chapter 12, verse 28.
希伯来书十二章二十八节。
Therefore, since we receive a kingdom which cannot be shaken.Let us show gratitude by which we may offer to God an acceptable services with reverence and awe.
所以我们既得了不能震动的国，就当感恩，照神所喜悦的，用虔诚敬畏的心侍奉神。
We receive a kingdom which cannot be shaken.
我们得了一个不能震动的国。
Therefore, we should offer.To God and acceptable services with reverence and awe.
因此就当照神所喜悦的用虔诚敬畏的心侍奉神。
Move on to Psalm chapter 55, verse 22.
我们再要来读诗篇五十五章第二十二节。
Psalm 55, verse 22.
诗篇五十五篇第二十二节。
Cast your burden upon the Lord, and He will sustain you.He will never allow the righteous be shaken.
他，你要把你的重担卸给耶和华，他必抚养你，他永不叫一人动摇。
There is a practical way for us to stand before the world.
今天在世界的面前，我们有一条实际的路可走。
So we will not be shaken.
好叫我们不被动摇。
God will sustain us.
因为神必抚养我们。
We need to cast.Our burden upon the Lord.
我们要把我们的重担卸给神。
Finally, let's come to Acts chapter 4 again.
那最后让我们再回到使徒行传第四章。
We seem to cover chapter 4 of the book of Acts a lot today.
那今天我们好像讲到很多使徒行传第四章的内容。
We covered verse 11 verse 13 already.
我们已经讲到了十一、十二和十三节。
But I would like to read verse 31.
那现在我要跟大家分享的是三十一节。
And when they had prayed, the place where they had gathered together was shaken, and they were all filled with the Holy Spirit, began to speak the word of God with boldness.
祷告完了，聚会的地方震动，他们就都被圣灵充满，放胆讲论神的道。
Now, there is something shaken in these verses.
那在这一节圣经当中，讲到一件事情被震动了。
Not disciples.
并不是这些使徒、圣徒们。
It's the place where they had gathered.
而是他们聚会的地方。
Let's have further words of prayer.
让我们再有一些祷告。
Father, we thank you this morning. Allow us to gather in such a precious way.
父，我们感谢你早上能够让我们如此的宝贵，一同来相聚。
We thank you for the worship time together.
我们为着这个敬拜的时间来献上感谢。
We want to place you in the highest place.
我们愿把您放在最高的位置。
We want to give you our worship and our praises.
我们愿把我们的敬拜和赞美都来献给你。
Because you are the rock.
因为你是我们的磐石。
And there everything else is sinking sand.
凡事都是流沙。
We pray this morning we can come together before your words.
愿早上我们能够来到你话的面前。
Then your word will penetrate into our heart.
好叫你的话能够来深入我们的心中。
We commit this time into your hands.
我们把下面的时间交在您的手中。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉主耶稣的名祷告。
I'd like to read Psalm 62 verse 6 again.
我想要再来读一遍诗篇第六二十二篇第六节。
He only is my rock and my salvation, my stronghold. I shall not be shaken.
唯独他是我的磐石，我的拯救。他是我的高台，我必不动摇。
Brother and sister, that's reflect upon the last 16 months.
弟兄姐妹，让我们来回想一下过去的十六个月。
That's reflect.In an honest way,
让我们能够诚实的来回想。
Have we been shaken?
我们是否被震动了？
No, the pandemic is like a health check.
疫情就好像一个健康检查一样。
And it will have a report out.
那我们就会有一份报告。
The report will reveal to us if the Lord is indeed our rock.Our salvation and our stronghold.
那这份报告就会告诉我们，是否主真的是我们的磐石、我们的拯救和我们的高台。
If we were shaken for the last 16 months,
如果在过去的十六个月当中我们被摇动了
，Maybe the Lord is not our rock and salvation and stronghold.
也许主不是我们的磐石、我们的拯救和我们的高台。
For the past 6 months, everything that surrounds us is shaken.
在过去的十六个月当中，凡所包围我们的事情都被震动。
Every aspect of our life has been changed, including our work life, our family life, and our church life.
我们生活的各个方面都已经被改变了，包括我们的工作、我们的家庭和我们在教会的生活。
The pandemic may have changed the workplace forever.
疫情也许彻底的要改变工作的环境。
I have not worked in office since the March 2020.
从2020年3月份开始，我都没有在公司工作过。
Now the office is fully open.
现在我们的公司已经完全的开放。
But very few return to office anyway.
但只有很少的人回去工作。
The concept of the workplace may forever be changed.
也许对于公司这个地方的概念要永远的改变。
Remote working may become part of our life.
也许在我们的生活当中，这个在远方的来办公已经成为我们的一部分。
The lockdown has been very challenging for family life.
那对于家庭来说，这个这封锁，这个封锁成为给我们带来很多的挑战。
Especially for those who have a school age children or toddlers or babies.
那特别对于家庭，他们有上学的孩子，或者是有学步的小孩，或者是有婴儿。
Your house is your office.
现在你的家就变成了你的办公室。
It's your children's classrooms.
变成了孩子们的教室。
It's the toddler's playground.
变成了这些学步小孩他们的游乐场。
And it's your meeting place.
同时也是你的会议室。
It's your daycare.
也是你的幼儿园。
It's your nursery.
也是婴儿的看护房。
So it has been very challenging for family to navigate through this time.
所以对于每一个家庭来说能够经过这样的时间都是不容易的。
However, the pandemic also brings family members closer together.
但同时疫情也让家庭成员彼此之间更加的紧密。
I have been able to connect with my adult children much more than we were able to do prior to the pandemic.
那我与我已经成年的孩子们之间有了远比在疫情之前更多的交流。
The pandemic also...had an impact to our church life.
那疫情同样对我们的教会生活有很大的影响。
We thank the Lord that most of our meeting continues through the pandemic.
我们感谢主，我们大部分的聚会在疫情当中仍能进行。
But not everyone who had previously attended a meeting joined these meetings.
但并不是之前所有参加聚会的弟兄姐妹都继续的能够在线上与我们
相聚。Moreover, the church life is much more than just meetings.
那不仅如此。教会的生活不仅仅只是线上的聚会。
The essence of the church life is to dwell together in unity.
教会生活的实质是能够和睦同居。
As David said, how good and how pleasant it is for brothers to dwell together in unity.
就好像大卫说的，看哪，弟兄和睦同居是何等的善，何等的美。
Abiding together in the Lord brings unity.Among the brothers,
在主里同居能够让弟兄姐妹当中得着和睦。
And when this unity is achieved,
当我们得着这样的和睦
，we will see the precious oil coming down from the head and flowing down to every member of the body of Christ.
我们就能看到贵重的油浇在头上，又流到基督身体的每一个肢体。
This is how the Lord bestows His blessing to His church.
这是主如此来祝福他的教会。
Now it has been difficult to live out the reality of the church life during the pandemic.
那特别在疫情当中是非常的难能够活出这个教会生活的时机。
We still do not know how and when this pandemic will end.
我们也不知道这场的疫情在何时又会以怎样的方式来结束。
Just 2 weeks ago, the virus seems to be well under control.
就在两周之前，好像整个疫情都已经被控制住了。
But it spiked again for the last 2 weeks.
然而，在过去的两周当中，却又有一波。
How do we go forward?
我们前面该怎么走呢
？I was greatly encouraged by Psalm 62 verse 6.
那我就因着诗篇62篇第六节，就得着极大的鼓舞。
If we have the Lord as our rock, salvation and stronghold.
如果我们有主做我们的磐石，做我们的拯救和我们的高台
，We shall not be shaken, regardless what happened.
那无论发生什么，我们必不动摇。
If you remember, David's life was completely shaken.
如果你记得的话，大卫的生活实际上是完全被动摇了的。
When King Saul sought to kill David, first David fled to Samuel for protection.
当扫罗王起来要杀大卫的时候，大卫先逃到撒母耳那里。
Then he found out Samuel was not his rock.
他就发现撒母耳不是他的磐石。
Because King Saul went to Samuel's place to kill David.
因为扫罗王就到了撒母耳那里要来杀大卫。
Then he fled from Samuel's place and he went to Jonathan.
所以他就从撒母耳的那地方逃到了约拿丹那里。
His best friend.
是他最好的朋友。
Then.Jonathan tried his best to protect David.
约拿丹就尽他一切所能的来保护大卫。
But in the end, the only thing Jonathan could do is wept together with David.
但到了最后，约拿丹所能做的事就是与大卫一起同哭。
And sent David away.
就把大卫差遣走了。
Jonathan was not his stronghold.
约拿丹也不是他的高台。
David wrote in Psalm chapter 27.
大卫甚至在诗篇62篇
My father and my mother have forsaken me.
27篇写道我父母离弃我。
During those times, even his father and his mother were not his rock and salvation.
在那段时间甚至他的父母都不是他的磐石他的拯救。
But it was during this period.
但就在这段时间
David learned the Lord only was his rock, his salvation, and his stronghold.
大卫能够知道唯独主是他的磐石他的拯救和他的高台
He only is his rock.
唯独他是他的磐石
He only is his stronghold.
唯独他是他的拯救
He only is his salvation.
唯独他是他的高台
The pandemic is our opportunity to learn experience that He only is our rock, our salvation, and our stronghold.
疫情就给了我们这样一个机会，让我们能够学习并发现，唯独主是我们的拯救，我们的磐石，我们的高台。
Brothers and sisters, when the world around us is shaking, it is not accidental. It is caused by the hands of the Lord.
弟兄姐妹，当我们周围的世界开始震动的时候，这件事并不是偶然，而是出于主的手。
God always rule in the kingdom of man.
神在人的国当中永远的掌权。
God has a purpose in shaking everything around us.
当神震动我们周围一切的事物的时候，他是有一个目的在其中。
I believe God is preparing His church for a much greater shaking in the last day.
我相信神是为着在那幕后将要来的更大的震动来预备他的教会。
Now is the time to learn to discover our rock, our salvation, and our stronghold.
现在就是时间能够来认识、来发现我们的磐石、拯救和高台。
If we find our rock, our salvation, and our stronghold, then we shall not be shaken.
若我们能够来发现我们的磐石、我们的拯救和我们的高台，那我们将不被动摇。
We will not be shaken in the last days.
在那末了的日子，我们将不被动摇。
There are three spiritual exercises that help us to find our rock, our salvation, and our stronghold.
那有三个属灵上的操练能够帮助我们来发现我们的磐石、拯救和高台。
As we have read from those scriptures this morning.
就是从我们刚才所读过的圣经当中
In Psalm chapter 16 verse 8
在诗篇十六篇第八节当中
That tell us the first exercise
告诉我们了第一个属灵的操练
We set the Lord continually before us
我们将耶和华常摆在我们前面
Hebrew chapter 12 verse 28
希伯来书第十二节第十二章二十八节
This is the second spiritual exercise
来教导我们第二个属灵的操练
Offer to God in acceptable services with reverence and awe
用照神所喜悦的用虔诚敬畏的心侍奉神
Psalm 55 verse 22
诗篇五十五篇第二十二节
The third spiritual exercise
是我们第三个属灵上的操练
Cast our burden upon the Lord
把我们的重担卸给耶和华
Through these three practical spiritual exercises that we should do every day
借着这三个我们在每日当中可以实际来操练的属灵操练
We will discover our rock, our salvation, and our stronghold
我们就能够发现我们的磐石、拯救和高台
And we shall not be shaken
我们便不致动摇
Let's look at 16, Psalm 16 verse 8
让我们先来看诗篇十六篇第八节
I have set the Lord continually before me because he is at my right hand I will not be shaken
我将耶和华常摆在我面前因他在我右边我便不致摇动
David was confident in saying He will not be shaken.
大卫是非常有信心地说我不致摇动。
Do we have that similar confidence today?
我们今天有同样的信心吗?
How could David be so confident?
为何大卫有如此的信心?
Because God is at his right hand.
因为神在他的右边。
How could you not be confident if God is right at your right hand?
如果神就在你的右手边，如何你能够没有信心呢？
Brothers and sisters, no matter where we are, no matter what circumstances we are in, we must know God is with us.
弟兄姐妹，无论我们在何处，无论我们在怎样的环境的当中，我们一定要知道神与我们同在。
But how do we know that God is with us?
那我们如何知道神与我们同在呢？
Because I may not feel that He is with me.
因为可能我感觉不到神与我同在。
Because God says so.
因为神是如此说的。
God said He always is with us.
因为神告诉我们他永远与我们同在。
Because He said, I will never leave you nor forsake you.
因为他说我总不撇下你也不丢弃你。
Remember this word. He said to us, I will never leave you nor forsake you.
记住神向我们所说的话，就是他永不撇下我也不丢弃我。
And that word can never be changed.
这个话永远不会改变。
Heaven and earth will pass away.
天地要飞去。
But the word of the Lord will not pass away.
但神的话却不能废去。
So this promise that I will never leave you nor forsake you will never pass away.
所以神所给我们这样的应许，就是我总不撇下你也不丢弃你，永远不会废去。
Even heaven and earth will pass away.
即便天地都要废去。
But this promise of his presence will never pass away.
但神所应许给我们的他的同在却永远不会废去。
Therefore our confidence does not come from the latest COVID statistics.
所以我们的信心不是来自于最新的这些新冠的统计数据。
Our confidence does not come from the vaccine.
我们的信心也不是来自于疫苗。
Our confidence does not come from CDC or scientists.
我们的信心也不是来自于疾病预防与控制中心或者是科学家们。
Our confidence can only come from the word of the Lord.
我们的信心唯独从神的话而来。
No matter how bad the situation is or becoming,
无论情况会有多糟，
God is with us.
神都与我们同在。
When we're in troubles, we must come back to His Word, knowing that He will never leave us nor forsake us.
当我们遇到困难的时候，要回到主的话当中，知道他永不撇下我，也不丢弃我。
He is with us.
因为他与我们同在。
He is at our right hand.
他就在我们的右边。
But our problem is that we do not recognize His presence.
但我们的问题是我们常常认不出他的同在。
God is right there with us.
神就在这里与我们同在。
But we never make eye contact with Him.
但我们与他却永远没有眼神的交流。
Brothers and sisters, what opportunity we miss.
弟兄姐妹，我们错失的是何等的一个机会。
God is right there with us.
神就在那里与我们同在。
But we did not even strike a conversation with Him.
但我们与他之间都没有开始过一个交流。
When Moses stood before the burning bush,
当摩西就站在那个燃烧的荆棘的面前。
Did Moses know that God was with him?
摩西知道神与他同在吗？
He did not.
他并不知道。
He was amazed by this miracle of a burning bush, but he did not know God was with him.
他看到那燃烧的荆棘为此而惊奇，但他却并不知道神与他同在。
When Joshua stood before a man with his sword drawn,
当约书亚站在那个手里有拔出来刀的人的时候，
Did Joshua know God was with him?
约书亚知道神与他同在吗？
He did not.
他并不知道。
Just like Moses and Joshua, often we do not recognize that God was with us.
就好像摩西和约书亚一样，我们常常并不知道神与我们同在。
God is always with us.
神一直与我们同在。
We do not recognize His presence.
然而我们却认不出他的同在。
David said, I have set the Lord continually before me.
大卫说，我将耶和华常摆在我面前。
That is David's exercise to recognize God's presence.
这就是大卫来操练如何的能够认出神的同在。
Put the Lord continuously before you means having a conversation with Him.
把耶和华摆在我的面前，就是说我与主之间有交流。
As we learned in the recent summer conference,
这是我们最近在夏令会当中所学到的。
Walking with the Lord means that we have a constant conversation with the Lord.
与主同行就是说我们与主常常有交流。
Stood before the burning bush,
站在这燃烧的荆棘前。
Moses started a conversation.
摩西开始了一个对话。
He asked,
他问，
If the sons of Israel want to know your name, what shall I say to them?
以色列人若问我说他叫什么名字，我要对他们说什么呢？
Moses started a conversation with the Lord right in front of burning bush.
就在这燃烧的荆棘前，摩西开始了与神的一个交流。
It was a long conversation.
它是一个很长的一个对话。
It lasts for an entire time that Moses lived on this earth.
在摩西活在地上的时日当中，这个对话一直在持续。
This conversation continues throughout his life.
这个对话持续了他的一生。
To a degree, God said, I spoke to Moses face to face just as a man speaks to his friend.
到了一个地步，甚至耶和华与摩西面对面说话，好像人与朋友说话一般。
This is how one person can set the law continually before him.
这就是一个人如何能够把耶和华摆在他的面前。
Because he has a continuous conversation with the person.
因为他与那个人有一个持续的交流。
Joshua spoke to the man with his sword drawn in his hand, said, "Are you for us or for our adversaries?"
约书亚问那手里有拔出来的刀的人，你是帮助我们呢，是帮助我们敌人呢？
Joshua start a conversation with the Lord.
约书亚与主开始了一个交谈。
And the Lord began to reveal himself.
主就开始慢慢的启示他自己。
No, rather I indeed come now as captain of the host of the Lord.
他回答说，不是的，我来是要做耶和华军队的元帅。
And Joshua fell on his face to the earth.And bowed down and said to him, "What has my Lord to say to his servants?"
约书亚就俯伏在地下拜说，我主有什么话吩咐仆人。
And this was the beginning of that conversation, that lifelong conversation between Joshua and his Lord.
这是约书亚与主之间这个一生之久的交谈的开始。
Once we have a conversation with the Lord, then we can bring everything to Him.
当我们与主之间开始了一个交谈，我们就能把凡事都带到他的面前。
That's how we found in Moses' life.
这是我们在摩西的一生当中所看到的。
Moses came to the Lord every time he had a problem.
每当摩西遇到问题的时候，他都来到神的面前。
Moses never argued with anyone.
摩西并不与人来争论。
He never argued with people of Israel.
他不与以色列人来争论。
He never argued with his brother Aaron and his sister Miriam.
他甚至不与他的弟兄亚伦和他的姐姐米利安争论。
Moses always came to the Lord.
摩西总是来到主的面前。
He always came back to that conversation with the Lord.
他总是回到与主的那个交通当中。
Moses set the Lord continually before him.
摩西常常把主摆在他的面前。
It was same for Joshua.
对，约书亚也是一样。
When the sons of Israel were defeated by the men of Ai.
当以色列人被爱城的人所击败的时候。
Joshua didn't discuss with his captains or his soldiers and what went wrong.
约书亚并不是与这些首领们来讨论到底发生了什么。
He tore his clothes and fell on his face before the Lord.
他撕裂衣服，在耶和华的面前俯伏在地。
He came back to that conversation.
他又回到这个交谈当中。
The conversation he started at the city of Jericho.
这个交通是在耶利哥城开始的。
That continued throughout his life.
却延续直至他的一生。
We should talk to the Lord.Just like a man speaks to his friend.
我们与主交通应当好像与人与朋友说话一样。
And bring everything to the Lord.
也应该把凡事都带到主的面前。
Brothers and sisters, this is how we set the Lord continually before us.
弟兄姐妹，这就是我们如何能够把主常摆在我们面前。
It's always have that conversation with the Lord.
就是常常与主有这样的交通。
And bring everything to him.
把凡事都带到主的面前。
In the beginning of this year,
今年开始的时候，
I began to have a conversation with the Lord.
我开始与主有这样一个交流。
And when I should stop working,
就是我什么时候该停止工作。
I believe there is appointed time for everything.
我相信凡事都有定期。
And there is a time for every event under heaven.
天下万物都有定时。
Since there must be appointed time for me to retire from work.
那所以也有一个定时让我来停止工作。
Therefore, I need to know what that appointed time is.
所以我要知道这个预期到底是什么时候。
Therefore, I have a conversation with the Lord.
所以我就与主有一个交通。
Ask the Lord about that.
我就问主这件事情。
When will be a good time? When is your appointed time for me to stop?
你 你要我什么时候来停止工作呢？
36 years ago, God led me to this job.
36年前主带领我来到这样一份工作。
I knew very clearly it was the Lord.
我非常清楚地知道是主。
I had only one interview.
我只有一个面试。
With one company.
也只面试了一间公司。
How many of us that find our job with one interview with one company?
在我们当中有多少人他得到一份工作只面试过一次，只面试了一间公司。
One is plenty enough. One is enough.
一次就够了。
Because I knew this was the job the Lord placed me in.
因为我知道这份工作是神把我摆在里面的。
I knew God provided this job for me so that I can serve him.
我知道神所给我这样一份工作让我能够来侍奉他。
I also knew that I would not need to find another job.
我也知道我不需要去找第二份工作。
I knew all this in the beginning.
从一开始我就知道这一切。
I couldn't tell you why I was so confident.
我并不能够明确地表达我是如何得着这样的信心。
I was in my heart at the very beginning that this is the only job I will ever need.
但从开始的时候我里面就有这样的信心，这是我所需要的唯一的一份工作。
For the past 36 years God has been very faithful to me.
在过去36年当中神对我非常的信实。
I never needed to update my resume.
我从不需要来更新我的履历。
Nor did I have an interview for the past 36 years.
在过去36年当中我也没有过其他的面试。
Although there have been many ups and downs.
虽然有起有伏。
Many shaking around.
有很多的震动。
But I was not shaken.
但我却并没有动摇。
Since God is the author of this job,
因为神是这样一份工作的兴起者。
He must be the finisher of this job.
他也要来做这份工作的完结。
Therefore, I asked the Lord, when will be a good time for me to stop?
所以我就问主，我该什么时候停止工作？
By the end of January, I was clear that it is the summer of 2021.
那在一月结束的时候，我就知道，我就非常的清楚，是要在2021年的夏天。
And the summer of 2021 is the appointed time for me to leave.
2021年的夏天就是主所为我定的时期，让我离开工作。
I first bring this to my family.
那我就先把这件事情告诉我的家人。
Everyone was supportive of this timing.
每个人都非常支持这个时间。
Then I informed the company.
然后我就来告诉我的公司。
Initially, they hesitated.
起初的时候，他们非常犹豫。
They wanted me to stay longer.
他们希望我再留一段时间。
But I tried to explain to them that this timing will be great for me and for the company as well.
我就向他们解释说，这个时间不仅对我，对公司也有好处。
By the end of March, the company also accepted.
在三月末的时候，公司也接受了这样一个时间。
From March until now, I have received multiple confirmations from different places.
那从三月到现在，我从不同的地方来收到了很多的这些印证。
They all confirm that this is that appointed time.
都来印证，那就是这个预定的时间。
So if Lord willing, I will retire at the end of July.
所以如果主所愿意的话，在七月末我就会停止工作。
I have 5 more days to work.
我还有五天可以再工作。
5 more days to make bricks.
还有五天，然后我就可以休息了。
Many things had happened for the past 36 years.
在过去的36年发生了很多很多事。
As I look back, I can remember many instances where the enemy tried to shake me.
当我回顾这36年的时候，我能够发现很多次仇敌想要来摇动我。
But I remember the conversation I had with the Lord for the past 36 years.
但我也记得在过去36年当中我与主之间的那个交通。
But he is at my right hand.
他在我右边。
I will not be shaken.
我便不致摇动。
Brothers and sisters, may we all have that conversation with the Lord.
弟兄姐妹，愿我们与主都有这样的交通。
Bring everything to Him.
把凡事都带到他面前。
He only is the rock.
唯独他是磐石。
Salvation and stronghold.
拯救和高台。
There's no other rock. There's no other salvation. No other stronghold.
并没有其他的磐石，其他的拯救，其他的高台。
Go to him. Go to him.
去到他那里。
Have that conversation with him.
与他之间有交通。
Then you will not be shaken.
你便不致摇动。
Second, offer to God an acceptable services with reverence and awe.
第二，照神所喜悦的，用虔诚敬畏的心侍奉神。
One day, all of creation will be shaken and removed, so that only unshakable things will remain.
有一天，受造之物都要被震动挪去，使那不被震动的长存。
This is what the word said to us.
这就是世界所告，这是圣经告诉我们的。
There comes a day that everything will be shaken and removed.
会有一天，受造之物都要被震动挪去。
Only the unshakable things will remain.
唯有那不被震动的长存。
Therefore, we receive a kingdom which cannot be shaken.
因此，我们既得了不能震动的国。
The unthinkable, unshakable things is the kingdom we receive.
那所不能震动的是我们得着的国。
So what is this kingdom?
所以这个国是什么呢？
Maybe we think we know what is kingdom.
可能我们知道国度是什么。
But when we try to answer it, it's actually not easy. What is kingdom?
那我们想要进入国度却并不容易。所以国度是什么呢？
Actually, Bible tells us what it is.
事实上，圣经告诉我们这个国度是什么。
In Revelation chapter 5 verse 10,
在启示录五章第十节
，God tells us exactly what is kingdom.
神告诉我们这个国度到底是什么。
You have made them to be a kingdom.
又叫他们成为国民。
Listen carefully. You have made them to be a kingdom.
请大家仔细听，又叫他们成为国民。
We are the kingdom.
我们就是这个国。
We are the unshakable things.
我们就是这不可震动的事。
All of creation will be shaken and removed, and we will remain.
受造之物都要被震动挪去，而我们要长存。
How can we receive the kingdom?
那我们如何能够得着这个国呢？
We receive the kingdom by receiving the king.
我们借着能够接受这个国王。接受这位王来接受这个国。
If we receive the King as our Savior and our Lord,
如果我们接受这位王做我们的主，我们的救主
，We receive the kingdom.
我们就得着这个国。
What amazing grace that sinner such as I can be made into a kingdom that cannot be shaken.
何等奇妙的恩典，让罪人如我能够来进入这个不可被震动的国。
So what should our response to such a grace?
所以向着这个恩典，我们应该怎样回应呢？
Verse 28, let us show gratitude by which we may offer to God an acceptable services with reverence and awe.
28节讲到，就当感恩，照神所喜悦的，用虔诚敬畏的心侍奉神。
In other words, we should be priests to serve our king.
换句话说，我们应当做祭司来侍奉王。
This is why in Revelation chapter 5 verse 10, it said, you have made them to be a kingdom and priests to serve our God.
这就是为什么在启示录第五章第十节当中讲到，又叫他们成为国民，做祭司归于神。
How do we offer to God a acceptable services with reverence and awe?
我们如何能够照神所喜悦的，用虔诚敬畏的心来侍奉他呢
？To put it very simply, to do what God wants us to do.
那简单的来说，就是来做神要我们所做的。
Not as I will,
不是照着
as you will.
不是照着我所愿的，而是照着神所愿的。
You know, when we lose our own will, we become a living sacrifice.
当我们能够来放下自己的意愿的时候，我们就成为一个活祭。
As we fellowship last week,
就好像我们上周所交通的。
And that is only acceptable way to serve.
唯有那是神所喜悦的。
Let me give you an example.
让我来给大家一个例子。
Brothers met on a monthly basis to do after financial matters in the assembly.
那弟兄们每个月都要来一起的聚会，来交通如何处理教会当中这些财务的事宜。
Some time ago, we saw a large offering made to a sister living outside of the country.
那在一段时间之前，我们看到对一个住在美国之外的一个姐妹有一个很大的奉献。
It's not unusual that this sister received offering from saints here in Houston.
这位姐妹从在休斯顿的弟兄姐妹这里得着奉献，并不是一件不寻常的事情。
But it was unusual that amount was this large.
然而看到这样一个大额的奉献却是一件不寻常的事。
So brothers certainly notice it.
所以弟兄们就注意到这件事情。
And it's in our mind, we remember it.
那这个事情就在我们的脑子里面，我们就记住了它。
A few months later,
几个月过后，
we receive a letter from this sister.
我们从这个姐妹当中接到了一封信。
This sister that received that offering.
就是得着了这个奉献的这个姐妹。
He shared what the Lord has done in his life as usual.
他像往常一样跟我们分享主在他的生活当中做了哪些事。
But he also mentioned that in recent days she experienced some illness.
他也同时提到最近他有一场大病。
He needs some treatment.
他需要一些治疗。
He praised the Lord that the offering from us.Can cover her medical expenses.
他就赞美神，因为从我们当中得着了这个奉献，就刚好能够来付清他的医疗账单。
We were amazed as we read the letter.
我们读这封信的时候，我们心里满了惊奇。
God moved the heart of an individual in Houston.
神来感动了一个在休斯顿的弟兄姐妹的心。
To send an offering to a sister outside of the country.
去把一个奉献来献给一个在美国之外的姐妹
，in time of her need，
是在她所需之时。
The person who made this offering，
这个做出了这个奉献的人
，did God want this person to do，
就照神所要他做的去做了这件事。
This is an acceptable services with reverence and awe。
这就是照神所喜悦的，用虔诚敬畏的心来侍奉他。
May the Lord encourage all of us to serve the Lord this way.
愿主鼓励我们每一个人都能如此来侍奉神。
Not as we will, but as He will.
不是照我们所愿的，而是照着他的心愿。
Ask the Lord what to do.
来问神，我们当做什么
？Before we do anything.
在我们做任何事情之前，都来问问神。
Before you write the check，
在你写着支票之前
，Ask the Lord who you should write it to。
问问主，你该把支票写给谁
？What is the right amount？
应该写多少
？He knows，
主都知道。
But we have to ask，
但我们要来问。
We have to serve。We have to offer an acceptable services with reverence and awe.
我们应当如此的来侍奉神，要存着虔诚敬畏的心。
When others invite you to serve,
当别人来邀请你侍奉的时候
，When you come to the Lord,
我们要来到主的面前。
Ask the Lord, what should I do?
问问主，我当做什么
？Not as I will, but as you will.
不是照我所愿的，而是照神所愿。
If we serve the Lord this way.We are a kingdom which cannot be shaken.
若我们如此来侍奉神，我们就是那不可震动的国。
Because the kingdom which cannot be shaken is us.
因为那不可震动的国就是我们。
Thirdly, the third spiritual exercise is in Psalm 55, verse 22.
第三个属灵的操练就在诗篇五十五篇第二十二节。
Cast your burden upon the Lord, and He will sustain you. He will never allow the righteous to be shaken.
你要把你的重担卸给耶和华，他必抚养你，他永不叫一人动摇。
What a wonderful promises!
这是何等奇妙的应许
！God promised that He will never allow the righteous to be shaken.
因为神应许他永不叫一人动摇。
We praise God.
我们赞美主。
We praise God for these promises.
我们为着这样的一个应许来赞美主。
When we are in time of our troubles,
当我们在遇到难处之时
，We should know God will never allow the righteous to be shaken。
我们应当知道，神永不叫义人动摇。
The who is the righteous？
那谁是义人呢
？If the righteous will not be shaken, who is the righteous？
如果义人不被动摇的话，谁是义人呢
？For those who read the Romans, then you will ask the Romans that there is none righteous, not even one。
如果你读过罗马书的话，你就要问了：罗马书不是讲没有义人，连一个也没有吗
？If there is none righteous, not even one, who is the righteous？
那如果没有一个义人的话，谁是义人呢
？By ourselves, we can never be righteous。
就我们自己来说，我们永远不能够做义人。
We can only be righteous when we are sustained by the Lord。
唯有当主来抚养我们的时候，我们才能成为义人。
We need to sustain by the Lord。
我们需要主来抚养我们。
Another translation, we are fed and provided by the Lord.
那或者这样来翻译，就是主来喂养我们，或主来供应我们。
Brothers and sisters, none of us is righteous.
弟兄姐妹，我们当中没有一个义人。
We need to be fed.
我们需要主来喂养。
We need to be fed with that faith.
我们需要主
用信心来
主用信心来喂养我们。
We need to be fed by the trust.
我们需要信主用信靠来。
When we have the faith that was fed to us by the Lord,
当我们得着了主所喂养给我们的信心
，then the righteous live by faith.
那这义人就能够靠以信为生。
This is how we can become righteous.
这就是我们如何能够来做义人。
Because we are fed with that faith.
因为我们被主喂养得着这个信心。
We are fed.With the living faith,
我们所得着喂养的是那
so that we can live by the living faith,
好叫我们能够靠着这活的信心来生活。
So, how do we live with the living faith?
那我们如何能够凭借着这个活的信心来生活呢
？What is the practical exercise or practical things that can demonstrate we have living faith?
所以有什么能够来？证明我们有这个实际的活的信心呢
？Cast our burden upon the Lord，
把我们的重担卸给耶和华。
That is the demonstration that we have that living faith in us。
这件事显明在我们里面有那活的信心。
The living faith manifests itself when we cast our burden upon the Lord。
当我们能够把重担卸给耶和华的时候。我们里面那个活泼的信心就能够显扬出来。
If we cannot cast our burden upon the Lord, we cannot say I have living faith.
如果我们不能把我们的重担卸给耶和华的话，我们没有办法说我里面有一个活的信心。
If you cannot put yourself on top of the rock and trust the rock will sustain you, you do not have the living faith.
如果你不能够把自己交托在这个磐石，相信这个磐石要来抚养你的话，你就不能说自己有这个活泼的信心。
He is the only rock.
唯独他是磐石。
Therefore, I will stand on the living rock.
所以我要站在这个活的磐石上。
I cast all my burden upon the Lord.
我要把我的所有的重担都卸给耶和华。
Brothers and sisters, the pandemic has put a lot of burdens in our hearts.
弟兄姐妹，疫情把很多的重担放在我们心中。
In many of our hearts.
在我们很多人的心中都有着重担。
It is a burden. It is a burden to decide whether I shall be vaccinated or not.
那是否要来接受疫苗，对我们说是一个负担。
It is a burden. Indeed, it is a burden.
实在这是一个负担。
There's this way and there's that way.
你可以这样想，也可以那样想。
And if you take the vaccine, you worry about the consequence in the long term.
如果你接受了这个疫苗，你要担心长远来说它有没有影响。
If you do not take the vaccine, you may run at the risk of getting the disease.
那如果你不接受疫苗的话，你就要冒着得疾病的风险。
So it's a burden. It is such a burden for us to decide if I take the vaccine or if I don't take the vaccine.
所以对我们来说，来决定是否要接受疫苗，确实是一个负担。
Cast that burden upon the Lord.
把这个重担卸给耶和华。
It's not a burden we should bear.
这不是我们自己应当来背负的重担。
If the Lord have that conversation with the Lord,
我们若与主有这样的一个交通。
If the Lord give you peace not to take the vaccine, then you don't.
如果主给你这样的平安，让你不要去接受疫苗的话，你可以不接受疫苗。
And cast that burden away.
就把这个重担卸给了主。
If the Lord give you peace to take the vaccine, then you take the vaccine.
如果主给你这样的平安，让你能够来接种疫苗的话，你就去接种疫苗。
Then cast the burden away.
也把这重担卸给耶和华。
Brothers and sisters, that is the living faith.
弟兄姐妹，这就是那活泼的信心。
Don't hang on to our burden.
不要抓住我们的重担不放。
We have a tendency to hold on to that burden, and we will not let the burden go.
我们常常倾向于紧紧地抓住这个重担，不让它跑掉。
It is a burden for us to decide if we should come to the in-person meetings.
那对我们来说，决定是否要来参加面对面的聚会也是一个重担。
I'm sure this is a burden upon many hearts.
我想对很多人的心来说，这都是一个重担。
Should I go or should I not go?
我该去吗？还是不要去呢？
Should I go now? Should I wait a little bit later?
我是现在就该去呢，还是要再等一等呢？
When should I go?
我什么时候该去呢？
Brother and sister, have that conversation with the Lord.
弟兄姐妹，与主之间有这样的一个交通。
Ask the Lord about that.
问一问主该这件事情。
When you should come? How you should come?
什么时候你该来？你该怎么样来？
And ask the Lord to show to you.
求主把这件事情来启示给你。
What the Lord want you to do?
主要你做什么
？Then you do accordingly.
你就照着主所愿的来做。
That is your acceptable services with reverence and awe.
对你来说，这就是照神所喜悦的，能够存着虔诚敬畏的心来侍奉他。
Then you cast that burden away.
你也把这个重担就卸给了神。
It's a burden. It's such a burden to worry what happened to the Delta.
那。对我们来说，担心这个 Delta 的变种病毒会有怎样的影响，也是一个重担。
It's such a burden to watch the number X. It went up a little bit.
如果你看到这个数字又上去了一点的话，实在是一个重担。
Then we lose our peace.
我们就失去了自己的平安。
Brothers and sisters, there will be another variation after Delta.
弟兄姐妹，在 Delta 变种之后，还会有其他的变种。
There was already a Lambda variant.
那现在我们知道已经有 Lambda 的变种了。
So if you continue to worry about the next variants,
如果你持续的担心后面的这些变种的话
，you will have that burden on you all the time.
那你的心中就一直会有这样一个重担。
Coronavirus will always have variants.
新冠病毒会不断的有变种。
Just like the flu,
就好像我们的流感一样。
That's why.There's no one-time vaccine for flu.
这就是为什么对于流感来说，没有一次永远有效的这个疫苗。
Every winter, there's new variants.
每一年的冬天都会有新的变种。
So you have to take the flu shot.
所以你就要去打流感疫苗。
Flu shot. Flu is a coronavirus.
流感也是一种冠状病毒。流感病毒也是一种冠状病毒。
We are not going to vaccinate ourselves away from this pandemic.
我们并不可能让自己因着接种疫苗完全从这个疫情当中走出来。
It's more than likely to become a variation of the flu in the long run.
从长远的角度来看，将来它就可能会成为流感的一种。
It's not very wise to have a burden to constantly worry about the next variant.
如果常常要来为着下一个变种担心的话，这并不是一个明智的选择。
Cast that burden upon the Lord.
把这个重担卸给耶和华。
It's a burden to worry about our children.
那关心我们的孩子也同样是一个重担。
Who have not been vaccinated?
因为他们并没有接种疫苗。
They have not been vaccinated, so we as parents legitimately have reason to worry about.
那因为他们并没有接种疫苗，所以作为家长的话，我们实在是有足够的理由来为他们担心。
But brothers and sisters, that is not something we should carry.
但弟兄姐妹，这不是我们应当扛在自己肩上的。
The Lord will never leave your children nor forsake them.
神永不撇下你的孩子，也不会放弃他们。
They are Lord's.
他们是主的。
They are part of the kingdom.
他们是属于这个国的。
They will not be shaken.
他们不会被摇动。
Cast that burden upon the Lord.
把这重担交托给耶和华。
So he will sustain us.
所以他会抚养我们。
Then we will never be shaken.
那我们就永不被摇动。
Brothers and sisters, such a precious verse.
弟兄姐妹，这是何等宝贵的一节圣经。
When we learn to cast that burden away,
当我们学习把这个重担交托出去的时候，
then we will be fed and provided by the Lord.
我们就要被主来抚养，被他来供应。
We would discover that indeed there is a living faith inside of me.
我们就会发现，在我们里面有一个活泼的信心。
As long as I have that living faith inside of me.
只要在我里面有这个活泼的信心，
because he will never allow the righteous to be shaken.
因为他必不叫义人动摇。
Brothers and sisters, we learned about Esther last week.
弟兄姐妹，在上周的时候我们学到了关于以斯帖的故事。
When Mordecai said to Esther,
当莫迪改对以斯帖说的时候，
If you remain silent at this time, relief and deliverance will arise from another place.
你此时你若闭口不言，犹大人必从别处得解脱。
But you and your father's family will perish.
你和你父家必至灭亡。
And who knows but that you have come to your royal position for such a time as this?
焉知你得了王后的位分，不是为现今的机会吗？
Mordecai placed a huge burden upon the heart of Esther.
莫迪改就把一个极大的重担放在以斯帖的心上。
The life of the entire Hebrew race was placed upon her heart.
整个犹太人的生命都放在她的心上。
Our burden today pales in comparison to her burden that day.
我们今天的重担与以斯帖当时的重担相比，实在太过苍白。
We praise the Lord that Esther cast her burden upon the Lord.When she said, "If I perish, I perish."
我们感谢你。当以斯帖说“我若死就死吧”的时候，他能够把这样的重担交托给耶和华。
That is casting her burden upon the Lord.
这就是能够把他的重担来交托给耶和华。
She put his entire burden upon the Lord.
他把所有的重担全都交托给耶和华。
If I perish.I perish.
我若死就死吧。
If we cast our burden upon the Lord, then He will sustain us. He will never allow the righteous to be shaken.
我们若把重担卸给耶和华，他必抚养我们，他永不叫义人动摇。
Now come back to this Acts chapter 4 verse 31.
那我们再回到使徒行传第四章第三十一节。
At that time the church was shaken.By persecutions.
在那时教会因着迫害而受到震动。
The priests and the captain of the temple and the Sadducees lay hands on Peter and John.
祭司们和守殿官并撒都该人那时就下手拿住彼得和约翰。
The rulers and elders and scribes were gathered and questioned Peter and John.
这些官长、长老和文士就聚到一起要来审问彼得和约翰。
By what power or in what name have you done this?
你们用什么能力奉谁的名做这事呢？
Were Peter and John shaken by this?
彼得和约翰因此受到摇动了吗？
Not at all. They were not shaken.
一点也没有，他们一点都没有被摇动。
Peter boldly declared.
所以彼得坦然无惧地说，
There is salvation in no one else, for there is no other name under heaven that has been given among men by which we must be saved.
除他以外别无拯救，因为在天下人间没有赐下别的名我们可以靠着得救。
They found no basis on which they might punish Peter and John.
他们想不出法子来刑罚他们。
After they had threatened Peter and John, they let them go.
就又把彼得和约翰恐吓了一番，然后就把他们放走了。
Then Peter and John went back to the saints and told them what had happened.
彼得和约翰回到圣徒那里，就把所发生的告诉他们。
They lift their voices.Praying to God with one accord.
他们就同心合意地高声向神祷告。
The disciples were not shaken.
这些门徒并没有被摇动。
The church was not shaken.
教会也没有被摇动。
As when they had prayed, the place where they had gathered together was shaken.
他们祷告完了，聚会的地方大大震动。
And they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak the word of God with boldness.
他们就都被圣灵充满，放胆讲论神的道。
Brothers and sisters, this is why we experience the past 16 months.
弟兄姐妹，这就是我们在过去十六个月当中所经历的。
We need to learn our rock, our salvation, our stronghold.
我们需要来学习认识我们的磐石、拯救和高台。
So that we will not be shaken by the world around us.
好叫我们不被周围所环绕的世界来摇动。
On the contrary, the place where they had gathered together was shaken.
那相反的，他们聚会的地方就被震动。
God's plan is to use the church to shake the world.
神的计划是要用教会来震动整个世界。
Not the other way around.
而不是反过来。
The church should never be shaken.
教会不当被震动。
Let's come back to this verse again. Psalm 62, verse 6.
让我们再回到诗篇62篇第六节。
He only, my rock.And my salvation, my stronghold.
唯独他是我的磐石，我的拯救。
I shall not be shaken.
他是我的高台，我必不动摇。
Brothers and sisters, we will not be shaken.
弟兄姐妹，我们不会被摇动。
If we set the Lord continually before us.
如果我们能够常常把耶和华摆在我们面前。
If we all have that conversation with the Lord.
如果我们都与主有这样的交通
bring everything to him,
能够把凡事都带到他面前
we have to understand the purpose of all the things
我们应当知道凡事都有目的
we are the kingdom
我们就是那国
which are not shakeable
是那不可被震动的国
therefore we should offer to God an acceptable services with reverence and awe
因此我们当照神所喜悦的用虔诚敬畏的心侍奉他
Not as I will But as you will
不是照我所愿的而是照他所愿的
We should ask the Lord Many times in a day
我们当在一天当中多次来问主
What should I do Lord
主啊我当做什么
And do whatever the Lord wants you to do
也照着主所要你做的去行
This is acceptable Services with reverenceAnd all.
这就是呢能够照神所喜悦的用虔诚敬畏的心来侍奉
Finally, we need to cast our burden upon the Lord.
最后我们要把我们的重担卸给耶和华
These are not the burden we can carry.
这些重担并不是我们能够来承担的
No one can carry this kind of burden and continue along the way.
没有人能够带着这样的重担继续往前行。
We need to make a decision. Let's cast that burden now.
我们要做一个决定，现在要把这重担交托出去。
Cast that burden upon the Lord.
要把这重担卸给耶和华。
So He will sustain us.
好叫他能够来抚养我们。
Let's always remember, God will never allow the righteous to be shaken.
我们要记住，神永不叫义人动摇。
Let's pray.
让我们一同祷告。
Father, I praise you for your promises.
我为着你的应许来赞美你。
I praise you for being the rock, the salvation, and the stronghold.
我赞美你，因你是我们的磐石，我们的拯救，我们的高台。
I praise you because you said, I will never leave you nor forsake you.
我赞美你，因为你说我永不撇下你，也不放弃你。
I praise you because you promised you will never let the righteous be shaken.
我赞美你，因为你应许永不叫义人动摇。
Father, we come before you now.
父，我们现在要来到你面前。
We commit ourselves into your hands.
我们要把自己都交托在你的手中。
Including all those who join us online.
包括我们当中所有的人以及在线上聚会的弟兄姐妹。
We are the kingdom.
我们就是这国。
Which cannot be shaken.
是那不可被震动。
Lord, put that fat feed that living.Faith into us.
主啊，求你把那活泼的信心能够喂养给我们。
So we can live by faith.
好叫我们能够因信而活。
Cast the burden upon the Lord.
能够把重担来卸给耶和华。
Father, we want to commit all the brothers, sisters, and all the families into your hands.
我们要把所有的弟兄姐妹和家人都交托在你的手中。
Lead us forward.
带我们继续向前。
We do not know what will happen tomorrow.
我们不知道明日将发生什么。
But we know if we find a rock, we find the salvation, we find the stronghold, then we shall not be shaken.
但我们知道，若我们能找到这磐石、这拯救、这高台，我们就不会被摇动。
I pray that there will be no one that will be shaken.
我祷告愿没有一个人会被摇动。
We thank you for this time.
我们为着这样的时间来献上感谢。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉主耶稣的名祷告。
Amen.